just taking my first steps after a break. My ankle giving such a shooting pain. However, as I was there, stopped, seeing to my emergent blister appear Jack. And I'd been feeling, as I had said in my previous bit here, it was hard going. I mean, really hard going. And I'd prayed for this energy. And Jack comes and we begin to talk. And he talks about how the Camino is finding self. And I talk about finding God. And his eyes light up. And he continues. And then he says, and one reason I'm doing it is that I lost my son in 2005. He committed suicide. And of course, whatever union we all have at that point, and of course I have my belief that his son Julian is with him now, all the time walking, and that's where he meets. And that's where we do meet, with all ours, all the people past who've been through this life, because we're, as Jack says, we're in a new life. We're in a new life, and this is the resurrection. We're in a new life. We're there, so we're straddling the worlds, and the kingdom of God is here with us. And this recognition that comes to me now, of course, is a confirmation. Just after praying for the energy to keep going, it's a confirmation of what I felt the Camino is about. More and more, it's about prayer, and it's about letting God be God within me, letting God be who he is in and through me, so that I may be in him and he actually in me. So that by doing nothing in these meetings, it's something hard for me to learn, is to do nothing. Just to do nothing. But having said my prayers, let God be God in me.